So I'm going to ask you about, because I really want to hear about this again.
Okay.
First president, yes. Muslim woman, also...
A hijabi. Yeah.
So why is that important? That was a really good answer.
Representation is very important. When you have someone that's taken a leadership position or taken a position that's never been represented by your culture or your religion, it kind of sparks something in other people, and it's like, it's almost like a chain or a trend. People are like, oh, I could do that. Mm. Or maybe I could go for the thing that I wanted to go for. Now that I see someone else who's Muslim and a hijabi doing it as well. And it's especially important for the girls in like my culture, because mm-hmm. like a lot of Arab culture teaches women to kind of be a little quiet and not always in the leadership position. But I personally disagree with that, obviously. I'm a loud person.
Yes, you are.
So it's like, I think it's important just to see other people taking up positions that normally you wouldn't see.
What about your mom? How'd your mom take it when she found out you won?
She was really happy. She was like, oh, you won. Oh my God, congrats. Like, my whole family, they were like, did you win? Like, they were texting me. They're all very, like, into me be part of SGO. Although she doesn't like the fact that I'm so into it that I spend a lot of time on it. She's like, you spend more time on yourself, which I get.
Did like 12-year-old you know that this was going to be something?
No. I was a talkative person when I was younger, but I wasn't as like comfortable being in the spotlight or being in like leadership positions. I thought it was like too much responsibility, and like I never thought I would go for it. Like, I'd have the courage to go for it. I'm really glad I did, though.
So what was the courage? How'd you get over it? How'd you become courageous?
Surrounding myself with good people. Mm. So, like, I think when I was younger, I didn't have that. Mm. Like, not that I had bad friends, but they weren't, like friends who lift you up. So, like, right now, I think I have a lot of very supportive friends who are like, no, you have to go for it. If that's what you want, go.
You had some sucker MCs around you.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they have to go.
It always happens.
they gotta go, man. They gotta go.
It always happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just surrounding yourself with good people.
Right. So like, so are you nervous or scared, right? Because leadership beyond position, mm-hmm. right? You know, it's a big thing sometimes, right? So like, are you nervous? And I think nervousness, really quickly, is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I think nervousness just means that you're excited about what you're about to embark on.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in finding out about your nerves, your excitement.
I'm a little, like, I'm really excited. I'm really excited. Because this is a position that I've thought about for over a year now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, should I go for it? Should I not? I am nervous, 100%, because it's not an easy position to fill. And it's not a position that I can take lightly. So I can't just, like, play around half the time. Like, it's something I have to take very seriously, and I want to do it justice.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous about, like, leading up, like, to my own expectations, basically.
Now, we talked about this earlier, too. So, like, legacy mm-hmm. is important. Like, what's the Rania legacy? I've done these projects, mm-hmm. I've led these programs, they're going to live forever, but what's the individual legacy that you can see?
Back to what I said about, like, being personality. Uh-huh. Like, me, I'm just a very open, like, optimistic person. I'm bubbly, too. So I like hanging out with people, being around people. And I hope I can make SGO more open and more, like, friendly environment. Not to say that it isn't now, but just less clicky and more for all the students.
Now, you think some people would be like, listen, I don't want my president to be wearing a hijab. Do you think that happens?
I think people think about it.
Yeah.
I've never been, like, confronted, but I think it's there.
Right.
100%.
It's in the back of their heads.
Yes, exactly. Mm. It's like they don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah. Now I'm going to ask you also, so there's this Haitian proverb that says, little by little the bird makes its nest, right? And when I think about that, I always think about, you know, sometimes you go at your own pace. Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
Yeah.
So you're always on the go. Whenever I see you, you're moving, you're doing something, you're making moves. Like, how do you slow down?
It's the little hobbies that I do. Uh-huh. Like, I have a lot of side projects.
What do you mean, one?
Like, reading.
Okay.
I feel like reading, like, slows me down.
What are you reading right now? Are you reading anything?
No, actually. Uh-oh. Oh, wait, no. Manga. I'm reading Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay.
Yeah. It hasn't been updated in, like, 2 weeks.
It's online.
It's online, yeah. It hasn't been updated for 2 weeks, but it's a really good, like, manga. And it's, like, something where it's, like, okay, I know on Tuesday, this is coming out.
Right.
And I'm gonna...
stop for a moment.
And I'm gonna read it.
And that's it.
Also, Friends. Friends, like, I need friends. Because, like, friends. While I have my colleagues and my work people, I need people where I can just be outside of that.
Mm.
Like, my own.
Why is that important?
Because, there are things you can't have a mental breakdown. I'm not saying I do, but you can't have a mental breakdown in the middle of your office. You need your friends to kind of be like it's
hold,
all right.
Hold you down in your toughest times. Hold you down,
yeah, exactly. And also people to kind of like check you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing?
Mm.
I see you're kind of slipping over here.
Yeah.
Fix it.
So we also talked about listening and how that's important, right? Because yes. We are both two talkative folks,
very
right?
Much
we are.
So.
So I'm interested in hearing how you learned how to listen, because that's something that I think you literally have to do, is learn.
Yeah.
Like, sit down and learn. And you talking about that earlier. Tell me about
that.
Yeah.
So, it started out with, like, my relationships, like, my friendships. And,
mm-hmm.
like, I've had really good friends, and I know they're good friends just by the way that they listen to me.
Mm.
So, like, they'll take the time out, and they'll stop talking, and let me, like, kind of, express what like has been going on.
Yeah.
So I started doing that like slowly in my friendships and like my work relationships, and like you just gotta know when to shut up.
Mm.
And once you figure out when to shut up, you can do it anywhere.
Let me tell you, that's one of my favorite phrases. Sometimes you just have to shut up.
Yeah.
Just
stop.
cut it out. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Listen, watch.
Yeah.
And shut the fuck up, right? What are you listening to?
Music-wise?
Yeah, what's on your playlist?
I'm listening to a lot of new artists.
Okay.
So, like...
pulling out the laptop here, yeah, what do we got? Know.
So, Lauren Sanderson.
Lauren Sanderson.
Yeah, she wrote this really good song.
Okay.
Written in the stars. I'm into the vibe, like the slow feel of things.
Uh-huh. What else? Give me somebody else.
Julia Bergen.
All right, we're going to look these people up, because I have no clue who I hear these folks.
They're very new people. This one... a person put me on this old band, Third Story.
Okay.
Oh.
Really good. I don't know. I love their album. I was like, all right, that's new. I'm also, like, very, like, diverse in my music.
Got it.
Like, I'll have Arabic music on one end.
Give me an Arabic artist that I need to know.
Nancy Agram.
Nancy Agram. All right, I'm going to look her up. She better be lit. Yeah, if you give me some whack... If Nancy Agram is not on point, I'm coming to you first.
She's a very popular artist.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, I don't know if you'll like Arabic music.
Well,
you
know, we'll see.
Maybe you'll learn how to belly dance,
there
too.
You go. I support it. I'm trying to work on my core, man. Will college exist in 20 years?
Yes, but I think it'll be different.
How?
I think it'll be less lecture halls.
Okay.
I think we'll probably have maybe more online learning,
uh-huh.
and less like exams. I don't know. I'd like to see less exams.
Right.
And maybe more interactive exams. I've never seen one of those, and I think those are like the most effective.
What is
that? What's an interactive exam? Yeah.
So like I know they do that for like when you're presenting your thesis, or. When it's like certain...
you mean like a presentation as an exam?
Yeah, not a presentation, but like the professor, like one-on-one with the professor, and them asking you questions and you kind of explaining it in your own way.
Gotcha.
So I know they do that, like some anatomy courses in med school,
mm-hmm.
like you'll have to like show them where certain body parts are.
Gives you more leeway, more creativity.
Yes, and it kind of, you can... in your own way how to work it.
Yeah.
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 A lot of things in med school.
Yeah. All right. That was popping. All right. So Nancy Agram.
Yes.
sometimes you got to learn how to shut up.
Yep.
And legacy. And shout out to all my hijabis out there.
A1.
I hear that. What was that?
A1.
All right.